Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Seattle Pilots and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Pilots. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting second. The third baseman, Gus Gill. Batting third. The center fielder, Wayne Comer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Roggenberg. Pitching for the Seattle Pilots, Gary Roggenberg. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The first baseman, Rich Reese. Batting third. The third baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Comer reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Comer. The throw from Roseboro and he is safe. Comer steals third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pilots nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese strikes out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tovar scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to third. Allison moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Oyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oyler hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Roseborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseborough is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Cott reaches second base with a double. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0-for-1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobley. The throw from Roseborough and he is out, Quilici applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-1 in the game. Gill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Quilici reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Roggenberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Comer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Quilici settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese juggles the ball. That's an error on Reese. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 1 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 0 for 2 in the game. Reese hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Reese moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reese scores. There goes Killebrew trying to get to third. Hovley throws the ball into Gill, who tags Killebrew for the out. It's 4-0, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Merritt Renu pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Merritt Renu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renu hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Diego Segui now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hovley. Cardenas reaches second base with a double. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quilici strikes out. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0 for 2 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hovley is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. resettles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Comer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cott is called out on strikes. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar strikes out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots nothing. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-2 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Killebrew fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0-for-2 in the game. Euler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McNairtney trying to get to third. Allison throws the ball into Killebrew, who tags McNairtney for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Pilots 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Ted Ulander pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ulander. The throw from McNairtney and he is safe. Ulander steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards short. Euler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Bob Allison. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cardenas is walked intentionally. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Quilici hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ulander scores. There goes Cardenas trying to get to third. Comer throws the ball into Gill, who tags Cardenas for the out. It's 5-1, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Ted Ulander now playing center field. Greg Nettles now playing left field. Frank Quilici, now playing third. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-3 in the game. Gill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Comer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Comer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Comer hits a fly ball into center field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Baney now pitching. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roseboro is 0-for-3 in the game. Roseboro hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Comer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cott moves to third. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Pilots 1. The Pilots will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Reese scoops it up and throws to first, with Cott covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Ron Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quilici fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Seattle Pilots, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.